This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to first and foremost start by saluting and thanking our young brothers and sisters that have taken to university lawns across the country in this inspiring act of courage to say no to genocide, to say no to apartheid, to say no to occupation, and to insist that the institutions of higher learning that they are enrolled in don't invest in the oppression that has outraged so many of us today. And I also wanted to call upon institutions and individuals to join these noble efforts across the country. This is a moment in history in which we have to insist with courage and togetherness that this cannot proceed as usual, that the status quo is unacceptable, and that we will not sit by silently as a genocide plays out on our screens. This is a time where we have to have our masajid, we have to have our MSAs, we have to have our student organizations all lending their support to these efforts. These young brothers and sisters are putting their academic careers on the line. People are putting their livelihood on the line. And yes, they're putting their safety on the line, because these people are facing the full weight of media suppression, of political suppression, and we are seeing these heartbreaking scenes play out on our screens across the country, where once again there's the Palestine exception, where standing for the rights of Palestinians immediately takes what would otherwise be deemed a noble effort and turns it into a vilified one. We need all of our communities to stand up. We need every single institution and individual to think about what they can do to lend their support to these efforts. That means providing financial support. That means providing bail money. That means providing moral support. That means providing media expertise. That means pushing back on the narrative online and all around us. That means for our lawyers to come together and to provide pro bono legal support. That means that faculty members across the country and people in higher education taking risks as well, people in different areas of government, people in different sectors of society, all coming together to lend their support to this noble act of courage that students across the country are leading with. So I just want to show my support, call upon imams, call upon faith leaders, call upon institutions of all sorts and individuals of all backgrounds to lend their support in this crucial moment of history. We pray for an end to the genocide. We pray for an end to apartheid. We pray for an end to occupation and oppression of all sorts around the world. And we pray that we be on the right side of history and that we be granted the steadfastness and the sincerity to face the moment that we are in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.